On the Bookshelf with your host, Dave Doc Kirby.
Well, we've got some summer left, although I know things are getting close for folks who have kids in school. But still, some of the things that are available on the Alabama Gulf Coast are things that you can enjoy year-round. You don't have to limit it to just to a summer vacation. To talk to us about his new book, 100 Things to Do on the Alabama Gulf Coast Before You Die, is John Mullen. Oh, by the way, the book is published from Reedy Press. Now, John has worked for Alabama newspapers since 1983, serving as sports writer, copy editor, page designer, reporter, and photographer. He has lived on the Alabama Gulf Coast in Orange Beach full-time for 12 years, covering local news, attractions, and restaurants. And they have found a home there. And the book talks about the things that more than 5 million visitors a year go to see. And John, first of all, let me say, hey, thanks for taking time to talk to us today on the Bookshelf.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
So you've been in the area for some time now, and you have been actually on the Alabama Gulf Coast for some time now. What gave you the idea to put a book together? Was it any specific thing, or just a growing awareness of all the cool things there were?
Well, I knew about all the cool things, but this is kind of a book that they do all over the country. Reedy Press recruited someone to write it. They emailed my old newspaper, and the person who got the email didn't want to do it, and they sent it to me, and I said, sure, I'll do it. That sounds like fun.
Well, I would think that this was fun to write. The gimmick, of course, is the bucket list idea, the things you want to do before you die, and the fact that there are all these different kinds of things to do on the Alabama Gulf Coast. I have to say, I've lived in Troy since 1973, when I came up here to be in the Sound of the South band with Dr. Johnny Long. I met a girl in the band, stayed put. Been on radio ever since, and done some other interesting things along the way. I grew up on the east coast of Florida and Daytona Beach, so I'm a little partial to the beaches on the east coast of Florida. But I've been to the beaches in the Panhandle and also on the Alabama Gulf Coast time enough that I realize that they are equally beautiful and equally picturesque, and there are certainly plenty of activities. Would you say that more and more people are starting to discover the fact that Alabama does have coastal areas on the Gulf of Mexico, or do you feel like this is the sort of thing that that has been around long enough that folks ought to know about it?
I think that certain events over the years made it more popular. It seems like right after certain disasters that we would be all over the news, and that people would learn, hey, there's a coast down there. They got a beach. You know, first one was Frederick, say,
right.
1979. And then Ivan came, and then we cleaned up, you know, and they got all the publicity from that. And then the oil spill was even more, and it just led to an explosion, basically.
Yeah. I must say that every time I've been down there, I find more things to do and more things to see. And I think the first time that I ever really went to the Alabama Gulf Coast was probably 30 years or so ago, when my parents were driving from Daytona Beach to visit his sister and brother-in-law in New Orleans. And they said, hey, you know, Dave and them could just drive down from Troy. It's about 3 hours, and we can meet him in Mobile and go see the USS Alabama. I thought that was a pretty cool idea. I knew that my boys were little at the time and that they would enjoy it. And sure enough, that's one of your 100 things to do on the Alabama Gulf Coast before you die, number 85. And I was flabbergasted, and they've added things to it since all those years ago when we went, because when I read your description in here, I realized, hey, wait, I didn't get to see that. That is very cool. The Blackbird that's down there, the presidential helicopter, the P-51 Mustang, the B-52 Stratofortress bomber. I think they had the B-52 there. I think they had it there when I first went down there. And they had the USS Drum and, of course, the Mighty A. But I think the other things are new for me, so that'd be worth another visit down there. I must admit, as I was looking through the book, I'm kind of a history and a music guy, so those were the things that caught my eye first. But there's plenty of other things, iconic bars and restaurants, festivals, and all kinds of things. What if you were coming to visit for the first time and you read your book, what would you say, hey, that's the thing I want to see first?
You know, I would probably want to go to the Flora Battle but its reputation preceded itself. You know, I would have probably learned about it, you know, already. But that's a lot of fun. And I tried to focus on more nature stuff because everybody knows we got a beautiful beach and we got a gazillion places to stay, but they don't realize how much nature is here. And I wanted to try to expose some of that with some of the points of the book.
So what are some of the great nature things that you would suggest people? I must admit that I was drawn to the places where you could learn how to scuba dive. Always wanted to do that, never got around to doing it, and that just sounds like tons of fun. But you've got plenty of other things in here that are nature walks and trails and places that you can visit, lagoons and things like that.
Oh, yeah. The Backcountry Trail has like 30 miles now of, and it's in between the state park and Orange Beach, and it even leads over into Gulf Shores a little bit. And it's amazing. It's really recreational. You can walk, you can ride a bike, but just about any day you can go on this one certain trail and see an alligator in the sun. So.
Well, the number 58 in the book, paddle around Gulf Coast waters on the canoe trail. Is that the same kind of thing, or you're talking about a walking trail, right? The canoe trail, this is something completely different. That you get in a canoe and you can paddle around in all these intercoastal waterway areas, right?
Yes. The trail is that there are like 12 or 13 sites where you can launch canoes, and they have parking for you. And those are in Orange Beach. Every one of them are in Orange Beach. And that's kind of a neat thing. And they have little docks there, and people in the communities go out and hang out on the docks, you know. It's just a nice little area.
Now, the Alabama Birding Trails, that's number 59. I must admit, I've never really been particularly a bird watcher, but I know that the people who are bird watchers are really serious about it. And if the idea of seeing something that would not normally be seen would certainly bring lots of them. Tell us a little bit about the Alabama Birding Trails.
Well, there's we have lots of osprey around here, and we're getting more eagles. Everywhere you go, you're going to see blue herons and pelicans and gulls. But the interesting thing is when they do the migration, where they catch birds with big nets, because they're coming off the Gulf of Mexico from migrating from somewhere in South America or Central America. And they take pictures of them and document them. And you see a lot of really rare birds when that event's going on. But there's birds here all the time that are interesting to watch.
What about things like this? I thought this was interesting. The Lulu's Rope Course. This is for those that are probably a little more fit than I am, but it sounds fun. At Lulu's Rope Courses, the Mountain of Youth Ropes Course, and Munchkin Mountain for littler folks. This is in Gulf Shores, right?
Yes, it is. It's on the Intracoastal Waterway. It's a real interesting thing. They strap you in, and you're connected to the whole apparatus with something above you, and it slides along in a rail as you go through the various obstacles and stuff. It's pretty neat. I've watched people do it. I haven't done it myself.
This is another one that was new to me, is the Poseidon's Playground, which is part of the Gulf Coast Reef and Restoration Foundation. It's a 3.5 miles south of Perdido Beach in Perdido Pass in Orange Beach. Tell us about that.
A friend of mine came up with this idea. He was training a lot of young divers, and when they could get them certified, the only thing they could go dive on was this boring barge that's off the coast a little bit, probably about the same distance. And they started putting a bunch of statues and different variety of things in down there. And they can put memorial reefs down there. You know, you could honor a loved one by putting on a plaque and putting it at that location. And the kids like diving that much better than just looking at a big square iron box.
I can understand that. There's also, right across from it, number 52, is the Hudson Marina. Now, this is in Skull Harbor. And this is another Orange Beach a connection, right?
Yeah.
With people who like boating, but either don't own a boat or they realize it's a lot of trouble to have a boat, especially if you don't have a place to use it. And they're like me, like, I'd love to go sailing, but there's not enough places around Troy to sail, so I don't have one. But if I wanted to go sailing, I could go to Hudson Marina, apparently, and there are all kinds of boating experiences that they have there, right?
They do. I'm not sure they have a sailboat. They have one sailboat there.
Okay.
And but he travels back and forth a lot between here and the Bahamas. But when he's here, he does see charters, and he'll take whole trips of people with him into the Bahamas. You know,
wow.
I'm getting a trip together. Who wants to go? This is where we're going. But yeah, and everything else is at Hudson as well. The dolphin cruises, fish, you know, deep sea fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent a pontoon or jet ski or a paddleboard or even kayaks, I believe.
That's interesting to me too, because I've heard of plenty of people that like to go deep sea fishing. From Troy, it's due south to Panama City Beach, so that's where a lot of people have gone through the years. But you can find charter boats all up and down the Gulf Coast, including Alabama's Gulf Coast, and this is one of those places. So you could make a connection with Hudson Marina and maybe get on one of these fishing charters and go out into the Gulf and have an incredible time, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. The fishing here is world class. There's all kind, and you catch different things all year long. Right now, they're really after the red snapper.
You were talking before about nature, so I'm trying to keep on that for right now. Weeks Bay Visitor Center, a research reserve. Tell us about that. That's in Fairhope, Alabama.
Yeah, that's its address, but it's more south of Fairhope, and it's on Weeks Bay. They have a lot of different programs and trails and exhibits and stuff like that you can see. And right close by is a big, like, real big pitcher plant bog.
Ah.
And it's a lot of people go see that when it's in blooming. And it's just a real pretty area, and they do a lot of research out there, and they're keeping it that way. And they're doing a lot of public outreach as far as giving information about the area.
We're talking, if you're joining us late, to John Mullen, who is the author of 100 Things to Do on the Alabama Gulf Coast Before You Die. It's from Reedy Press. John is a newspaper guy, has worked all over Alabama since 1983 and has worked in Orange Beach since 2010. Now, I must admit a fascination with trains, and it makes me a little sad that people don't get to ride on trains as much as they used to, although I'm thinking with the price of gas continuing to go up, maybe more and more people are going to do this. But you had a couple of things in here about trains. I'm looking through the book real quick where I've got it marked. The West Wales Railroad and the Foley Railroad Museum and Model Train Exhibit. Tell us about these two locations. One of them in Silver Hill, the other's in Foley, right?
Yes. They are both excellent attractions. The one in Foley is run by a bunch of retired guys, and they have a town set up inside there and everything, and trains running and streetcars running, and it's really fascinating to go see that and all the things, the whole little town they got set up and trains running through it. It's really, really neat. Now, if you go out to Wells West, you're going to actually get to ride on a train. It's I think the tracks are 2 feet apart.
Okay.
2 feet is what I think they call it. But they've got a really good loop through there, and they do a pumpkin patch ride. They do a Christmas ride. They do an Easter ride. But they also do ride all year long at certain times of day, like, say, 10, 2, and 4 or something like that. They mm-hmm. have a train ride and to ride around the park. But they also have a lake you can swim in, and they have a indoor pool you can use. You can pay a day use fee and go out there and hang out and place to picnic. You want to bring your your lunch with you, and it's a neat place, and you will get to ride on the train. And the station's really cool. It's built like an old depot, so you come out of it, it's like an old train station. It's really neat.
That sounds fun. What about the pirate ship adventure? So tell us about the jolly crew of the American Star.
Well, that's another boat out of Hudson Marina. And when they first brought it, I was still working at the newspaper down here, and I wrote on it several times and wrote stories about it. But if you take kids on that ride, they are busy from the time they step on that boat to the time they dock. Those people keep them busy, and the parents stay out of the way. And the kids have a ball. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of water games, and they got deals with these dolphin cruise captains. Mm-hmm. They'll pass by each other and squirt each other with water guns and stuff. And it's really fun. It has cannons on it as well.
Oh, that's very cool. Now,
fire.
You say that it is the exact replica of Christopher Columbus's ship, the Pinta, with a 65-foot deck. Wow.
Yes. There's a replica that tours. I think there's two replicas that are touring, and they've been through here several times. But he was having his boat worked on at the Bayou Labatu.
Yeah.
And the Pinta was the one, the touring Pinta was in there. And he's told him he wanted to try to make a pirate boat, but he wasn't sure what he wanted. And then he looked over there and saw that and said, hey, make it just like that.
Very cool. Now, some of the things are seasonal. A lot of these are not. One of the things I like about going to a beach is I think it's always wonderful to be on a beach. Even if it's cooler weather, it's pretty and it's peaceful. And so, to me, there's no bad time to go to the beach, really. I guess unless like a hurricane, then that's probably not a good time to go to the beach. But you do have some things in here that are very specific. 4th of July fireworks up and down the coast that you mentioned, and a couple of things in here that you have, like it was a Christmas parade at one of the marinas. Here, the annual Christmas boat parade, the lighted Christmas boat parade along the Intercoastal Waterway, Gulf Shores to Orange Beach, maybe. Tell us a little bit about that so folks can plan ahead to go see this.
Yeah, it starts out at Lulu's. They have a party there, and they get, there's probably 20 or 30 boats. And they go down and make a loop near the wharf, which is in Orange Beach. And then that's about a 5-mile float for them. And there's people all along the canal looking at it. And there's a lot of people at the wharf. And some of them turn around, go back the other way. And then some of them keep going if their home marina is past the wharf. But it's a good gather. People gather all up and down the canal to see that every year. It's really pretty.
That sounds really neat and really fun. There are several things in the historical. I mentioned the USS Alabama and all of the things they have there, but there are other places that are very cool historical. For example, let's see, kind of in the Mobile area, there's a couple of places. The Fort Morgan. Fort Morgan has ties to the Civil War battle for Mobile Bay, right?
Yes. It's at the very end of the tip of the island that Gulf Shores and Orange Beach are on. It's on the east side of Mobile Bay. And Fort Gaines is on the other side. It is on the Mobile side of the bay. But this was the Battle of Mobile Bay where Admiral Farragut issued his famous proclamation and, that's to start that battle.
Right.
And there's a lot of good history there, even besides that, but just a lot of fun to go out there and crawl all over, especially if you got a bunch of kids with you, they would have a ball. And it'd be best to go if they were doing a reenactment day, because you can get those old soldiers in those old uniforms with nothing but that old fort as a backdrop, and it makes them really interesting.
How far away is historic Blakely State Park? Is that near Spanish Fort?
Yes, it's just outside of Spanish Fort. Okay. That was a battle that was absolutely the last battle of the Civil War, and it actually took place after the treaty was signed at Appomattox. But the communications were so slow at that time that they didn't get the word until after that battle had been fought.
Kind of reminiscent of the Battle of New Orleans being fought a week or so after a treaty had been signed between the United States and Great Britain. The combatants and New Orleans had no idea that the war technically was over when they fought the battle. The there are a couple of places where you suggest that we jump over the bay to Pensacola. One of them is the National Naval Aviation Museum there. Tell us a little bit about that.
It is still free, but they closed it down to the public when there was a terrorist event over there. But it is beautiful. I've been there several times. I'm a big World War II fan, and my favorite part of that war is Pacific. And every person who fought in the war in the Pacific and flew a plane or off a carrier was trained in Pensacola. And there's some great, great old airplanes in there from that era and from almost every era, really. But that's the one I'm more interested in because the World War II part interests me the most. But it's a beautiful place, and they got lots of stuff.
Now, it mentions in the book that there are somehow or another that you can experience being aboard Apollo 11 as it lands on the moon, on the busy deck of an aircraft carrier, landing and launching planes, or even flying with the Blue Angels. That's pretty cool. This, in addition to dozens of planes and other crafts you can sit in and climb on. That sounds pretty interesting. And of course, in this case, you can go to navalaviationmuseum.org to find out if they happen to be open at the time that that it's convenient for you to be there. Tell us about the National Shrimp Festival. They used to have something similar to this a little further east, but this is the biggest one that I know of that is actually held on the Alabama Gulf Coast.
Yeah, it's been around for a good while. I think the early 1970s, they decided we got to find something to do to get these people back in the fall because, you know, that was the times when after Labor Day, everything became a ghost town.
Right. You
know? And that's how that started. And now they get 250,000 people a weekend. You know, they do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and have music all day. It's free to attend, but there's a bunch of food vendors, a bunch of art vendors, a bunch of crafts and homemade stuff. You know, it covers many, many blocks, and it's all right on the beach.
Now, there are plenty of places to find delicious shrimp to eat and so forth, but let's see, there was one place that kind of caught my eye because I thought that is interesting. Number four, dig into Greek shrimp nachos at the Floribama Yacht Club. Tell us a little bit about that.
They are really, really good. It's like it says, Greek nachos, but they put some Greek spices on them and peppers, and it's just really, really good. I've gotten it as an entree many times. That's just what I want. I want that. I'm good. But it's spicy, Greek spicy, and just real good, really delicious.
Now, that's not the only good place to get fried shrimp. I see several others that are in among the listing: Doc's Seafood Shack and Oyster Bar, the Orange Beach Marina, Pirates Cove, and Tacky Jack's, as well as the Floribama, of course. There are lots of great places to get delicious shrimp and oysters and other seafood, right?
Oh yeah, all over the place. Doc's is one of our favorites, but just about anybody down here has got really good shrimp. If it's a standalone restaurant, you don't want to go to Zaxby's and they have some shrimp and you get it. But I mean, you know, any of the locally owned restaurants, you're going to go get some great shrimp. It's really good down here.
There is one thing that I wanted to ask you because I know we're almost out of town. And see, when you got 100 things to talk about, it's not a problem filling up the time. And this is the Interstate Mullet Toss. Tell me about this.
That's an experience. I've been a couple of times, and I don't go anymore now because it's so such a hassle to get there and get back. but you need to go do it at least two or three times. You'll see things that you've never seen before.
They're actually,
and I've never been at night. I don't know how crazy it gets at night. I've only been in the daytime.
And they are actually tossing a real mullet. This is not a metaphor. This is not a cloth version or really means that you're throwing a wig or something. You're actually throwing a fish, right?
Yes. A couple of guys got together. I think this was in the early 70s, too. May have been the early 80s. And they're like, I bet I can throw a mullet farther than you can. Well, I don't think you can. and now it's this new 3-day event, and it raises a bunch of money for local charities. That's what most of the profit goes. You know, it costs $15 to walk up there and throw a fish, but it's going to a great cause.
Oh, there you go.
And people do it all day.
Well, John, it's a real fun book, and of course, there were plenty of things that we didn't get to talk about. There, like we said, there's 100 things in this book, and a nice description, a website, and telephone numbers, and all that. So, if you're looking for something different to do, and you haven't been to the Alabama Gulf Coast, John Mullen has put together a book that it's not a gigantic book. It's not going to break your back carrying it around. He's put together a book that you can find practically anywhere and take it with you, organize, think about what you want to do, plan your vacation trip and make the most of your time. Can folks find it online, and is it available in bookstores? Do they?
There are a few bookstores. I know Books a Million and those guys, Barnes & Noble has bought a bunch. A few local shops have bought them. But probably the easiest thing to do would be to go to readypress.com. And it's available. My wife was moving around the other day, and she found it on Target.com and Walmart.com. Mm. Of course, you know it's on Amazon.com that you can order it through them even. It's online.
Well, excellent. Well, John, is there any place you wish that I had asked you about that I didn't?
Seemed like the one I always talk about, with the scuba diving thing, the snorkeling reefs that are just offshore.
Oh, yes.
You can just get a snorkel and a mask and go off about. It's about 120 feet offshore, and I've never been out there. I would like to, but I hadn't done it yet. But I'm pretty sure it's really neat, and it's just something anybody can do. You know, you can swim out there and get back. Which,
yeah, well, excellent.
Bad water, you don't want to try it anyway, but it's really neat. Really neat little attraction.
Well, cool. Well, John, thank you for making time to talk to me and for the book. It's lots of fun, and I'm going to put it to good use.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your interest.
Once again, you can check Reedy Press, that's R-E-E-D-Y, press.com, or any of the other online platforms, or at a bookstore near you. To look for 100 Things to Do on the Alabama Gulf Coast Before You Die from John Mullen, that's M-U-L-L-E-N. And once again, from Reedy Press. Thanks so much for joining us today on The Bookshelf on WTBF and on the podcast on thebookshelf.podbean.com. We'll see you next time right here. Until then, I'm your host, Dave Doc Kirby. Thanks for listening, and God bless.